Shut in with God. Since February 19, 1996, I have spent every waking moment with the Lord. My social life has been limited to worship services and basic grocery shopping for my family. The rest of the time is God's. The only folks who visit with us are our family members. The Lord has made it clear to me that this is how He wants me to spend my time, focusing on Him, His Word, and His will. He is preparing me for the next phase of ministry. Though it may seem that I may shut in, the reality is that my prayer closet has become an open door to the kingdom of heaven. Instead of being shut in, I've been launched into higher dimensions of glory than I've ever known. Often, when people call and plan to visit, they will call back and say that something has come up that prevents them from visiting. I believe this happens because God wants me to spend this time alone with Him so He can continue His work of preparation in my life. From the outset, He told me not to go anywhere for a while, especially out of town, until the book was completed. Really, even if I wanted to go somewhere, I couldn't because the anointing is so heavy. The anointing of the Lord keeps me on my knees in His presence. Before Easter 1995, I had felt His anointing, but since that time, my body began shaking every time the anointing of the Lord's presence came upon me. Since January 1996, that anointing has been so strong that I cannot even control the shaking and other physical manifestations. For example, as of this writing, I cannot even enter the room where Roger works on the computer because the Holy Spirit's presence is so strong there. Roger is implementing the corrections into the manuscript for the book. He took a week's vacation for this purpose, and I am so grateful for his help. When I go near the computer room, my body begins to jump for joy. This is a physical response that comes from the Lord, and I have no control over it. It is not something I am working up on my own. In fact, it is more of a spiritual response than an emotional one. Almighty God, my Father, and my Lord has spent so much of His time with me, and it is a privilege to give a little time back to Him. I enjoy every moment of my work for Him. It is not hard for me to do work for Him because I love Him more than I love my life. I believe the psalmist's words, "Your loving kindness is better than life," Psalm 63:3.